fillers from Sri Ramanashramam, continued from July-August issue, part 13. In our concluding installment of films, we review a short segment of film which documents the Mahasamadhi of Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi. The film is complete with a narration which runs throughout its 55-second length. The narration is done in the newsreel style, typical of the day, with the narrator declaring, "He, Bhagavan, prayed and meditated to realize himself, to know the meaning of life and work and sacrifice. Having obtained peace in the stillness of divine communion, he proclaimed and propagated the eternal truth, know thyself." For thousands of devotees, this embodiment of inner peace is no more. The mortal life of Ramana Maharshi has come to an end. Out of his transcendental message lives for all time, beckoning humanity to seek, to strive, to stop, not till the goal of emancipation from the bondage of life and death is obtained. The opening scene of this film shows the entrance to Sri Ramanashramam, the gate to the ashrama holding center screen, and a large crowd of people is seen both entering and exiting the compound. A quick scene change brings us directly in front of the Nirvana Hall and again shows a large number of people present. It is apparent that some organization has taken place as the crowd is cordoned off into different sections, making it easier to accommodate all those who are present. It is also readily apparent that a momentous event is taking place. A young lady leans with her head on her hand, tears in her eyes. There is a close-up view of Sadhu Arunachala, Major Chadwick, sitting with knee bent, speaking some slow, deliberate words, perhaps of condolence, to the person next to him. A devoted woman is seen gazing at Bhagavan with a folded paper in her hand, with a concerned expression that a daughter has for her father, as Bhagavan was that and more. The following scene is, we believe, in front of the God-landed body of Sri Bhagavan after his Mahasamadhi. The camera angle is from the posterior left, so it is difficult to actually see Bhagavan's body. What we do see is a steady stream of devotees and pilgrims giving their sincere respect to and having their final darshan of the body of the great sage. The priests are present, officiating at this solemn moment, and thick clouds of incense billow forth. We see people from all walks of life, sadhus, businessmen, mothers with their children, and other village folk, all paying their respects to one who looked upon them all as equals, as manifestations of the One Eternal. A frontal view shows a well-organized queue filing past, and to the far right of the screen, a policeman keeps watch. An elderly woman is seen sitting on the ground, quietly wiping a tear from her right eye with her cloth. The concluding scene shows Bhagavan's God-landed body seated upright in a palanquin being brought out of the Nirvana Hall. There is an immense crowd of people present. Some wave sacred fans while others carry lighted torches in front of the procession. Many people are throwing flower petals on to the palanquin. The palanquin itself is covered by a large umbrella which is being carried by one of the attendants. The footage abruptly ends at this point. So concludes the recorded film footage of Sri Bhagavan. These priceless films have been retrieved, restored and catalogued by Sri Ramanashramam and Arunachala Ashrama for the benefit of future generations. They enable us to see a jnani in his natural environs, to view the divine form of Ramana Maharishi and inspire us further to the goal of self-realization.